and I've recently been to that fantastic place, Sutton Manor, a shut down pit near Lee, near Andy's constituency. It's just been, you'll see it on Channel 4 this week, just become a fantastic place of public art. And then a wonderful public sculpture, a huge white head, about a size bigger than the Angel of the North, that's going to make myths for that place. I think that's what we need. We need myths for our places. Now, as was said, Will also said about Barnsley that it was a Tuscan hill village. What a fantastic thing that was. It got people talking about it. Will would come along to Barnsley Council and do talks about the Tuscan hill village. The Barnsley councillors would say, that Will also, he's deep. He won't say much, but what he says, it'll be deep. And I remember Will also turned up once, and he never said very much, but he stood there at the front and he said, you know, shopping is the new theatre. And he walked out and went, he's deep. But because of that Tuscan hill village, it's become a kind of myth, the myth that we all live with in Barnsley now. And so, when it actually happened, that Tuscan hill village thing, they asked me to write a poem, and it was on Richard and Judy, which was fantastic. And I was on Richard and Judy. Meanwhile, Will Allsop and Dickie Bird were sat round a Tuscan table in the middle of Barnsley during a gale. I wish we got that on film to show you now, there, John. It was a wonderful myth-making experience. So, I wrote this poem, still on the Richard and Judy cue cards, about that. And then I've written a new one, which is about the idea that what we need is myths. We've got to have myths. There's no point making these places unless we've got myths through. So this is the one I wrote about Barnsley being a Tuscan hill village. And the more we said it, the more we kind of believed it, which was interesting. Barnsley is a Tuscan hill village. There is no doubt about it. Barnsley is a Tuscan hill village. The red roofs of the simple houses glow like tomatoes from Barnsley Market in the impossibly beautiful light of the gala bingo by the bus station, because Barnsley is a Tuscan hill village. Funny, I never noticed it before. That line made Will laugh. It wasn't meant to scare the time. I must have been stupid, had nice clothes behind an enemy flat cap, had my vision distorted by the constant barking of Luigi and Whippet, Tuscan hill village Luigi. The sky is the colour of olive oil of the Barnsley FC. Don't laugh, Luigi, you're only a Whippet. You're not as clever as those architects. Rotherham is an Inuit settlement at the edge of the glacier. Halifax is Vladivostok in certain lights at this time of year. These are all true. Doncaster is a small cluster of crofts in the Outer Hebrides. Dewsbury is Sydney. The station buffet is the Opera House. Hull is Bath, if you look really hard, squinting. It's so obvious, Luigi, stop laughing, you're only a dog. I've lived all my life in ignorance. Barnsley is a Tuscan hill village. And of course, it isn't real, but what that means is that somehow we've created this myth that Barnsley... And what happened when Will talked about that, talked about Barnsley being a Tuscan hill village, was people started talking about the built environment. People on buses would say, well, it's not. But look at that building. It got people talking about the built environment. They started making myths, started making stories. My dad would have been great here today, because my dad said everything was world class. He had no way down from that. But I made a cup of tea, he went, Ian, that's world class tea. It might be nice tea, Dad, but it might not be world class tea. He would go from that, so there was no way down from his dad. But every morning, he had his egg for breakfast, he had this boiled egg, and he'd go, Ian, this is a world class egg. I think I'm making this up, it's too. He hit the egg with his knife, he shot the top with his knife. He had this thing, and I thought, blimey, that's what we are, that's what we need. That's what the world class environment needs. It needs a myth that we can shape ourselves like the egg. Like my dad's egg that turned up perfect, but he made it better by putting the top off. But that's what you need, that's what our myths are going to be, that's what our world class places are going to be. Places that seem world class until we get hold of them and we give them myths, make them even more world class. We make them even kind of beyond that, beyond Basingstoke class, perhaps, beyond even that. So that's what we're after, altering world class places, making them our own. So this, this little poem that I wrote, which you'll get free copy of on the way out, which is a fantastic thing, which is good. There's Will to blame coming over the thing now. It's got a little bit of rhyme. I quite like rhyme. I think the rhyme makes it a bit jingly. It'll rhyme all the way through, but a little bit of rhyme. My dad cut the top off his breakfast egg with a flourish and a knife and said, world class, young lad, world class. Maybe that's all you need. Flourish, optimism and something sharp to shape your dreams. I want to live in a place I can call world class. Give me a sunlit square and an underpass. Think of them, the world class places. Barcelona, Barnsley, Ludlow, Toronto, Basingstoke. I've had that one, it's not in the poem. I'm extending this myth of Basingstoke, it's going to become the new Tuscan. They'll walk the station down to Newcastle's Quay, plenty of flourish, built on flourish, world class, or in world class. I want to wake up in a place that feels world class, espresso at the station, picnic on the grass. Barnsley's what I think it's, I'm defined by the streets and the hills, and the streets on the hills, and the way Mr. Lowe next door whistles in his garden with a flourish, a rising trill at Fraser's End, a design on paper. Can we come world class? An alchemy of dreams, ideas, and glass.